Hi there. If you'd like to check out my website, the address is messageinabottle.neocities.org. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is supersnack@proton.me. That's SUPERSNAK. @proton.me.
I want to share something with you very close to my heart. It's
the show that's an exhibition that dares to pull back the curtain on the often embarrassing reality, rumbling in the
connected.
Collage.
Time.
This is Collages by Silas.
Darkness. I understand. I know ahead of bedtime. Bye.
Hello, YouTube. This is my first video.
For example, at first I experienced radiation. Every tumor is some chest radiation, and therefore their treatments and the side effects would eventually go down. This meant that heart and my lungs reassured me that the lining around my heart was impacted by the treatments. But after talking to my healthcare team, it was a little swollen, and I experienced a little swelling, and I experienced a little pain. And by the end of the little pain, would more from Jerry and Charlotte about the side effects they go away. We'll also hear from some other professionals while receiving radiation treatments. Manage the common symptoms that people experience with their healthcare team and how they communicated that with their healthcare team. But what can be done to 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 be done.
Your emotions are real. They are part of the process of living and must be respected and honored.
So there are some words, it just doesn't make sense. Why isn't there a word for that?
I don't need love.
All right, we're back. All right, let's get back.
Okay, we're back. We're back. We're back. Okay.
Okay, so to jump back in.
You're a little late. I'm already told. So I guess the fortune teller's right. Should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now no luck. I don't miss it all that much. I don't care. I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much.
We've located her.
The man said into the telephone, studying the grainy newspaper photograph before him, transposed onto thin facsimile paper. It showed a young woman, bandages circling the top of her head and bruises standing out sharply against the paleness of her skin.
And I hope that many of you, if not all of you, will get these messages and listen to them over and over again and study them and think them through.
And what is your name, mademoiselle? My name is... She frowned, not understanding why she couldn't think of it.
Strawberry fields forever, fair of sweet rivers. Strawberry fields forever, fair of sweet rivers. Strawberry fields forever, fair of sweet rivers.
The tears and the sadness you gave.
For those tracking the slow motion unraveling this week's event for a long time coming.
Your thinking is the problem.
Splicing away with singing my mouth. Yeah.
Here is an example of the consequences.
In Washington, General Bradley's speech today was one of several interesting news developments dealing with our military defenses. Here's a summary by Gunner Back. We seem to be unable to contact Washington at this time. Let's try once again. Our cue to Washington is here is a summary by Gunner Back. Sorry, we seem to be unable, for some inexplicable reason, to contact correspondent Gunner Back in Washington, even as we have contacted him every night for the past 8 years. Well, now then, to the nation's sports fans, the biggest news in quite a while is building tonight in Chicago, where world heavyweight champion Rocky Marciano is about to meet that challenge from ex-champ Jersey Joe Walcott. We sent correspondent Tom Casey to the weighing-in ceremonies today, and he recorded this report at that dramatic scene.
Better make me go. This crazy young night spinning my dough. Had $1 million vibe in the butter to go. Them birthday cakes, they stole the show.
Well, Mother told me there would be days like this. Shall we try once again for Chicago? Calling Tom Casey in Chicago. Our cue is this report at that dramatic scene. Unfortunately, we had been told earlier today that Tom Casey had recorded a very fascinating report at the weighing-in ceremonies in which he had the voices of both Joe Wolcott and Rocky Marciano. Let's see what else we have in the news to talk about this evening on a memorable headline edition, at least to me. Suppose we come back to you in just a moment or two. On this cue, I'll be back in a minute with more news.
When I hear that serenade.
In any event, I just want to say that at this point in time, that is, the here and now, that I've come before you to stand behind you in order to inform you that...
For my entire career in show business.
That's just the way it is.
I hope you're beginning to believe that, because if we don't get the church activated, we will be responsible for the events that take place.
So where can you go to improve your verbal image? Read books. Visit the library. Listen to an audio cassette tape. Watch a videotape. Read books. Visit the library. Listen to an audio cassette tape. Watch a videotape. Read books. Visit the library. Listen to an audio cassette tape. Watch a videotape.
Who Are You? One of the most praised, greatest...
Developing.
Today and...
Developing.
Today and what turns you on?
To play. There is anybody who, you know, having reached that large cattle prod, the experience of tightness, was clearly on the level of rock and roll, you know. We're doing something nobody else cares to do. And what's worse is nobody else cares. The end of that really is the...
Basically, I grew up in that one final space, so hang out with me. We never had that. That's my only experience, is household. All I know about that is about nothing. So today, I wanted that AMV. If you want to watch that AMV, that's my only final walkthrough experience that I know basically nothing about. Well, basically, we never had hair. That's my only version of the very tall household. Some favorites. Basically, that one Nintendo. One Nintendo that I know basically nothing about is that one Nintendo that I know basically nothing about. I wanted to visit hell. Basically, I know fantasy. I know favorites. If you want to watch a very tall experience. Does this take place in my only experience?
It was up for about 2 minutes,
tossing about,
and then it crashed.
Coming from the air, we saw people. We saw
some more
people. Well, almost.
After about 2.5 million minutes.
Or is it the other way around?
I ain't gonna argue.
But on the issues of
everything I'm told.
Bill? Thank you, Vince.
Bill?
Thank you, Vince.
Jack says that Bill says that Vince says that Bill says that Vince says that Bill says that Vince says that Bill says that Vince.
But to the person that knows how, he merely does this.
We see now.
With five comely gals removing their clothes.
He started experiencing trouble. Control problems.
There's a little bit more emotion in the campaigning with
five comely gals removing their clothes.
Some women ask, how's your mother? Kennedy finally walks Holtzman to her car with the words, we'll be in touch.
Because people were wonderful, because everyone we met was wonderful.
Those doing the prowling are
in for a cruel surprise.
Burglary. Burglary. Burglary.
The important thing is this.
We may have scared them off.
Let me say that it isn't going to happen.
I wondered if we could.
Yes, I said no.
Yes, you said no. I understand that.
You mean at the national level?
Mm-hmm. Well, congressional, whatever level. And you said no.
Yes, yeah.
Jimmy Carter.
Very intelligent.
Ronald Reagan.
That would be his weakness. And he closed the speech by saying, you don't need to worry about that.
Mr. Nixon, let's turn our attention to...
Very attractive candidate. And unfortunately, a tragedy for him, a tragedy for country, a very reasonable, responsible man. I have not participated in politics since that time. After the shellacking he took and a lightweight...
Mr. Nixon, let's turn our attention to politics in this period.
And perhaps I can best characterize myself by saying that while recalling one of the most moving speeches I ever heard, and I think you may have heard it too, I do not intend to participate in politics in any way. My political career is over, and so we'll now go to other questions.
However, a number of questions remain.
Why would a million-dollar superstar play with fresh, new, state-of-the-art facilities?
Never need.
And so simple.
Yeah. And then?
We use drugs.
To live better?
Well, I guess you would feel that way after spending a year going in and out of hospitals.
Her mind might snap if we forced her to use drugs.
Tell me the truth. Doesn't that curiosity and that fear all swirling together turn you on? If it is... broadening your horizons.
I use drugs.
But I wore a mini today.
Okay, I'll do it.
And there's going to be things exposed. So it's a morning show. Well, if you could...
use drugs.
Here, everybody can...
Yeah, use drugs.
Of course, I...
use drugs.
Don't you? Peter does.
It is a potent narcotic. How potent? More potent than any human drug you can imagine. The controllers regulated it. We would receive small amounts as a reward for our labor in the mines.
You? I mean, you were on his shit? You?
Yes. We all were. We were genetically engineered as slave laborers. It was our only means of pleasure. Allowed. The harder you worked, the more you got. The more you got, the harder you worked. Thousands of my people died. I lost my best friend. It is a nightmare.
You know, I thought you'd have some defense, some tale of hardship. Your mother ran off when you were young. Your father beat you or something.
No. I was a member of an American trapeze act in the circus that traveled in Europe.
Your self-defense story checks out. For now, that is.
You're released on your own recognizance. Don't leave the jurisdiction, gentlemen. This investigation isn't over. 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 Isn't over.
Shall we start? Shall we start?
Hey! Where did you come from? I don't know.
Let me see. Where did I? Yeah, I do.
Just think of something.
I don't know. No.
Where am I?
An individual in a civilized world has the right to his own civilized world.
I won't live civilized.
Sure you will. Yigtality got him what? Yigtality got him what?
Shit. Oh, that's right.
You know, you have to. You want to know how to do it?
Absolutely.
Simply press the button.
Now here you go.
If this is the end,
I'm with you to the end of the line, pal.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Hi there. If you'd like to check out my website, the address is messageinabottle.com. neocities.org. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is supersnack@proton.me. That's S U.